Greetings in the Lord. It is the second day of June in the year of our Lord 2020. You're listening to The Daily Sword, a daily guide to prayer and Bible reading produced by Sovereign King Church in Southern Indiana and on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. I pray this podcast is a blessing to you. Let us begin.
Alleluia,
alleluia. Our call to worship today comes from Psalm 124:8. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Dear brothers, in a time when you can feel overwhelmed, many things happening all around us, we must remember that our help is in the name of the Lord. That is good because He is the one who made everything and controls everything and sustains everything. There is not a thing on this earth that happens outside of His sovereign decree. We can trust Him because He is our help and He promises to be our help. But we have sinned against our great helper. We have sinned against Him, and therefore the Scriptures call us to acknowledge and confess our sins and wickedness. We should not attempt to cover them or hide them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with a humble, lowly, repentant, and obedient heart, to the end that we may receive forgiveness by His infinite goodness and mercy. As we come before His throne today to receive instruction and lift up our petitions, let us first bow our knees and plead for the mercy of God. Let us pray. Lord God, eternal and almighty Father, we acknowledge before Your holy majesty that we are poor sinners, conceived and born in guilt and in corruption, prone to do evil, unable of our own power to do good. Because of our sin, we endlessly violate Your holy commandments. But, O Lord, with heartfelt sorrow, we repent and turn away from all our offenses. We condemn ourselves in our evil ways, and with true sorrow, ask that Your grace will relieve our distress. Have compassion on us, most gracious God, Father of mercies, for the sake of Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Be our help and our defense. And in removing our guilt, also grant us daily increase of the grace of Your Holy Spirit, and produce in us the fruits of holiness and of righteousness pleasing in Your sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, does not desire the death of a sinner, rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live. He pardons and absolves all who truly repent and unfailingly believe his holy gospel. Therefore, we beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things we do now may please him, and that the rest of our life may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Brothers, examine your consciences, therefore, to know whether you truly repent of your sins, and whether by trusting in God's mercy and seeking your salvation in Jesus Christ alone, you're resolved to pursue holiness and to live in peace and love with all men. If you have this testimony in your hearts before God, then be assured that your sins are forgiven through the perfect merit of Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, you are good. Thank you for being our help. Thank you that we can always come to you. And so now we ask you to open our mouths. Give us lips that will praise you, and open our hearts and our minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the Scriptures are read, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Listen now to this psalm reading from Psalm chapter 85. This is the Word of God. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. For the choir director, a psalm of the sons of Korah. O Lord, you showed favor to your land. You restored the captivity of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sins. Selah. You withdrew all your fury. You turned away from your burning anger. Restore us, O God of our salvation, and cause your indignation toward us to cease. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not yourself revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your loving kindness, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will say, but he will speak peace to his people, to his godly ones. But let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Loving kindness and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth springs from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. Indeed, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its produce. Righteousness will go before him, and will make his footsteps into a way. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. Thank you, Lord, that you will not tarry long with us in anger, but that you give us grace and mercy, and you promise the good things from your hand. So we give you glory, glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen and hallelujah. Brothers, be mindful that Jesus said, "You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is these that testify about me." Therefore, listen to the Old Testament reading from the book of Joshua, chapter 13 through chapter 14. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Now Joshua was old and advanced in years when the Lord said to him, "You are old and advanced in years, and very much of the land remains to be possessed. This is the land that remains, all the regions of the Philistines and all those of the Geshurites, from the Shihor, which is east of Egypt, even as far as the border of Ekron to the north. It is counted as Canaanite. The five lords of the Philistines, the Gazite, the Hashdodite, the Eshcolonite, the Gittite, the Ekronite, and the Avite to the south, and all the land of the Canaanite, and Mira that belongs to the Sidonites, as far as Aphek, to the border of the Amorite, and the land of the Gebalite, and all the Lebanon toward the east, from Baal-Gad below Mount Hermon as far as Lebo-Hamath. All the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon as far as Misrapoth-Maim, all the Sidonians, I will drive them out from before the sons of Israel. Only allot it to Israel for an inheritance as I have commanded you. Now, therefore, apportion this land for an inheritance to the nine tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh. With the other half-tribe, the Reubenites and the Gadites, receive their inheritance which Moses gave them beyond the Jordan to the east, just as Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave to them, from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, which the city which is in the middle of the valley, and all the plain of Medeba, as far as Dibon, and all the cities of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, as far as the border of the son of Ammon, and Gilead, and the territory of the Geshurites, and the Maacathites, and all Mount Hermon, and all Bashan, as far as Salica, and all the kingdom of Og in Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth, in Edrei, he alone was left of the remnant of Rephaim. For Moses struck them and dispossessed them. But the sons of Israel did not dispossess the Geshurites or the Maacathites, for Geshur and Maacath lived among Israel until this day. Only to the tribe of Levi he did not give an inheritance. The offerings by fire to the Lord, the God of Israel, are their inheritance, as he spoke to him. So Moses gave an inheritance to the tribe of the sons of Reuben according to their families. Their territory was from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, with the city which is in the middle of the valley, and all the plain by Medeba, and Heshbon, and all its cities which are on the plain, Dibon, Bamoth Baal, Beth Bel Meon, and Jahaz, and Kedemoth, and Methpathah, and Kiriathaim, and Sibmah, and Zereth Shashar, on the hill of the valley, and Beth Peor, and the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jeshemoth, even all the cities of the plain, and all the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses struck with the chiefs of Midian, Evi and Rechem and Zur and Hur and Reba, the princes of Sihon, who lived in the land. The sons of Israel also killed Balaam, the son of Beor, the diviner, with the sword among the rest of their slain. The border of the sons of Reuben was the Jordan. This was an inheritance of the sons of Reuben, according to their families, the cities, and their villages. Moses also gave an inheritance to the tribe of Gad, to the sons of Gad, according to their families. Their territory was Jazer, and all the cities of Gilead, and half the land of the sons of Ammon, as far as Aroer, which is before Rabbah, and from Heshbon as far as Ramoth-Mizpah and Bedonim, and from Mahanaim as far as the border of Debir, and in the valley Beth-Haram and Beth-Nimrah and Sukkoth and Zaphon, the rest of the kingdom of Sihon, king of Heshbon, with the Jordan as a border, as far as the lower end of the Sea of Chinnereth, beyond the Jordan to the east. This is the inheritance of the sons of Gad, according to their families, the cities, and their villages. Moses also gave an inheritance to the half-tribe of Manasseh, and it was for the half-tribe of the sons of Manasseh according to their families. Their territory was from Manaim, all Bashan, all the kingdom of Og, the king of Bashan, and all the towns of Jair, which are in Bashan, 60 cities, also half of Gilead, with Ashtaroth and Edrei, the cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan, were for the sons of Maker, the sons of Manasseh, for half of the sons of Maker according to their families. These are the territories which Moses apportioned for an inheritance in the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan at Jericho to the east. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses did not give an inheritance. The Lord, the God of Israel, is their inheritance, as he promised to them. Now, these are the territories which the sons of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the households of the tribes of the sons of Israel, apportioned to them for an inheritance, by the lot of their inheritance, as the Lord commanded through Moses, for the 9 tribes and the half-tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of the 2 tribes and the half-tribe beyond the Jordan, but he did not give an inheritance to the Levites among them. For the sons of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and they did not give a portion to the Levites in the land, except cities to live in, with their pasture lands for their livestock and for their property. Thus the sons of Israel did just as the Lord had commanded Moses, and they divided the land. Then the sons of Judah drew near to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said to him, "You know the word which the Lord spoke to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought word back to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up from me made the heart of the people melt with fear, but I followed the Lord my God fully." So Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land on which your foot has trodden will be an inheritance to you and to your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God fully. Now behold, the Lord has let me live, just as he spoke, these 45 years, from the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses, when Israel walked in the wilderness. And now behold, I am 85 years old today. I am still as strong today as I was in the day Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so my strength is now, for war and for going out and coming in. Now then, give me this hill country about which the Lord spoke on that day. For you heard on that day that Anakim were there, with great fortified cities. Perhaps the Lord will be with me, and I will drive them out as the Lord has spoken." So Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance. Therefore, Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, until this day, because he followed the Lord God of Israel fully. Now, the name of Hebron was formerly Kiriath Arba, for Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim. Then the land had rest from war. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. O God, make speed to save us. Now, brothers, the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds. Therefore, listen to this New Testament reading from Luke chapter 18, verses 18 through 43. This is the word of God. It is eternally true, and applicable for all of life. A ruler questioned him, saying, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother." And he said, "All these things I have kept from my youth." When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "One thing you still lack. Sell all that you possess and distribute it to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." But when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich. And Jesus looked at him and said, "How hard it is for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." They who heard it said, "Then who can be saved?" But he said, "The things that are impossible with people are possible with God." Peter said, "Behold, we have left our own homes and followed you." And he said to them, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who will not receive many times as much at this time and in the age to come eternal life." Then he took the 12 aside and said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all things which are written through the prophets about the Son of Man will be accomplished. For he will be handed over to the Gentiles and will be mocked and mistreated and spit upon. And after they have scourged him, they will kill him. And the third day he will rise again." But the disciples understood none of these things, and the meaning of this statement was hidden from them, and they did not comprehend the things that were said. As Jesus was approaching Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the road begging. Now hearing a crowd going by, he began to inquire what this was. They told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he called out saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way were sternly telling him to be quiet. But he kept crying out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded that he be brought to him. And when he came near, he questioned him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he said, "Lord, I want to regain my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and began following him, glorifying God. And when all the people saw it, they gave praise to God. This is the word of the Lord. And we give thanks to God as we profess that we believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Brothers, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Therefore, listen to this reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than he who is perverse in speech and is a fool. Also, it is not good for a person to be without knowledge, and he who hurries his footsteps errs. The foolishness of man ruins his way, and his heart rages against the Lord. Wealth adds many friends, but a poor man is separated from his friend. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who tells lies will not escape. Many will seek the favor of a generous man, and every man is a friend to him who gives gifts. All the brothers of a poor man hate him. How much more do his friends abandon him? He pursues them with words, but they are gone. He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will find good. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who tells lies will perish. Luxury is not fitting for a fool, much less for a slave to rule over princes. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. Let us pray. O God of the highest heavens, occupy the throne of my heart. Take full possession and reign supreme. Lay low every rebel lust. Let no vile passion resist thy holy war. Manifest thy mighty power and make me thine forever. Thou art worthy to be praised with my every breath, loved with my every faculty of soul, served with my every act of life. Thou hast loved me, espoused me, received me, purchased, washed, favored, clothed, adorned me when I was worthless, vile, soiled, polluted. I was dead in iniquities, having no eye to see thee, no ears to hear thee, no taste to relish thy joys, no intelligence to know thee. But thy Spirit has quickened me, has brought me into a new world as a new creature, has given me spiritual perception, has opened to me thy word as light, guide, solace, joy. Thy presence is to me a treasure of unending peace. No provocation can part me from thy sympathy, for thou hast drawn me with cords of love and dost forgive me daily, hourly. Oh, help me then to walk worthy of thy love, of my hopes and my vocation. Keep me, for I cannot keep myself. Protect me that no evil befall me. Let me lay aside every sin admired of many. Help me to walk by thy side, lean on thy arm, hold converse with thee, that thenceforth I may be salt of the earth and a blessing to all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Brothers, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood, and he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. You've been listening to The Daily Sword by Sovereign King Church. We pray this has been a blessing to you. Visit www.sovereignkingchurch.com for more.